Voters in Ghana were closely following vote tabulation in the country's 230 constituencies. As election officials predicted, official results would take a few days to be completed. Voter turnout was high Sunday as Ghanaians chose a new president and parliament. An official with a team of international observers from the Carter Center, David Carroll, said the polling was largely calm.
This has been quite an orderly and peaceful process, and an importantly high turnout. But most importantly is it's a very competitive process and a very tight race.
Observers from the European Union, the Commonwealth, and the West African Economic Community, ECOWAS, echoed this assessment. President John Kufuor is retiring after 8 years in office. The candidate of his new patriotic party, Nana Akufo-Addo, was running neck and neck with opposition candidate John Atta Mills of the National Democratic Congress of former President Jerry Rawlings. The public affairs head of Ghana's Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Pare, noted that there had been some campaign incidents, but indicated these had not prevented a free and fair vote.
Although there have been pockets of violence here and there in the past, we have not experienced the kind of violence that we have witnessed in other African countries. But there seems to be an improvement in the situation now, and it's an indication that Ghanaians are gradually maturing in this political game.
He acknowledged there had been complaints from opposition parties about an unexpectedly high number of newly registered voters, but he said the commission had removed many names that had been registered more than once. Carroll said Carter Center observers had seen only a few isolated irregularities during the polling and expressed hope that the results would be accepted by all.
Ghana is showing again that there's an unusually high level of political maturity in this country, and I think we can count on Ghanaians and the major parties to have the patience to let the process run its course.
Official results are expected in a few days. If no presidential candidate wins at least 50% of the vote, a runoff election is to be held in 3 weeks. Scott Bob, VOA News, Dakar.